Pakistan toned down its usually festive Independence Day celebrations today amid a flooding disaster that has displaced millions of its citizens. John Kelly reports.
As Pakistan marks 63 years of independence today, there will be little to celebrate as the country tries to cope with its worst flooding in 80 years. That has affected 14 million people and killed 1,600, according to the United Nations. Aid agencies have voiced fresh concern that disease outbreaks pose grave risks to victims of floods and could hamper already complicated relief efforts. The United Nations is worried about waterborne diseases. There have been 36,000 suspected cases of potentially fatal acute diarrhea reported so far. Spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Pakistan, Michael O'Brien, says that one of their main priorities is to provide clean drinking water.
Certainly what we're trying to do, and what I'm sure other organisations as well will be trying to do, is to provide clean drinking water to people by restoring their water supplies. In places we're doing that with water purification equipment, because in some cities all of the underground water is contaminated when it's tested. So there's an enormous job to do that. And in terms of disease, that's a very important part of the preventive work.
Pakistan's president says that there should be no official celebrations of Independence Day as he continues to tour the affected regions. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is also expected to visit Pakistan over the weekend to discuss the crisis. I'm John Kelly.